السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
الرحمن الرحیم. حضور says that nowadays we are passing through the month of Muharram. Perhaps it is the fourth of Muharram today. And this is 2nd of January 2009. Just by chance, the Islamic, the beginning of the new year, and this is the first Jummah of that, after the beginning, and also the Hijri Shamsi year, this is the first Jummah after that. So these two systems of calendars, in which through which this Jummah has been combined together, this combination Allah Almighty make it a source of immense blessing for the whole Jamaat. With this reference, I would like to draw the attention of the Jamaat to prayers. As it is mentioned in the books of the Promised Messiah and the Jamaat, and several times I have also mentioned in my Friday sermons that the Jummah, the day of Jummah, from the time of the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, it has got a very special connection and similarity with that. In this age, when because of the materialism among the Muslims, the importance of Jummah was not there, and it was destined to be that way, Allah Almighty particularly with reference to the worship of Allah Almighty, and particularly with the prayer of Jummah in Surah Jummah, the Muslims have been drawn their attention to this point, that they should not be get involved too much in their worldly affairs. But always, you should remember this point very well, that the source of all beneficence is the Allah Almighty. Therefore, towards the prayer of Jummah, they should pay special attention. And when they have finished with the prayer, then of course they can go back to do their worldly jobs, whatever they have been doing. And they should seek the blessings of Allah, the fazl of Allah. In the beginning of this chapter, among the period of latter days, There was the glad tiding given about the second advent of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam among those people, and in which the purpose of the advent of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order to fulfill this objective, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mission, furthering his mission, and also to spread the teachings of the Holy Quran, and also to purify the people, and also to teach wisdom to the people. These were the objectives, so that the whole world could be able to recognize their Creator, and the Muslims could then become a one united ummah. And the people of other nations who are rightly inclined people, they can also get assembled at one hand. And they could become those people who get the blessings of Allah and the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, explaining this point, he says that out of the objectives of the advent of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one of that was the perfection of teachings. And he says that in this perfection of teaching, there are two aspects. One is the completion of guidance, and the second was the perfection and completion of the propagation of this message of guidance. This period of the perfection of the guidance, that was the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the perfection of the propagation of the message is the message of the promised Messiah alaihi salatu wasalam, when وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ, that time is going to come, the period of the latter days, and that is the time right now. This is my age, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says his age is that age. And therefore, in order to, Allah Almighty has connected both these periods of the perfection of guidance and perfection of its propagation in such a way that, and then it says that the meaning of the takmile hidayat, the perfection of guidance, is that through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, all the blessings of Allah Almighty, whether they are worldly or spiritual, they all attain their culmination. And after this perfect religion, there is no need of any new religion or new guidance. One can say that the worldly amenities and facilities, they had not reached their culmination, but actually new and new inventions are coming up. So that should be it should be explained that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a perfect prophet who was given who was sent for the whole of mankind, and he is that perfect prophet who has been given the period up to the day of resurrection, the last day. And the book which was revealed upon him is the perfect book, which contains in it the old history and the new commandments, and from the worldly point of view, the new inventions, the prediction about those is also contained in the Holy Quran. And as the new inventions come up, then the sport of that is to be seen in the Holy Quran. It can be found in the Holy Quran. And if there is a Muslim scientist, and if they think over it and they ponder over it, then they carry out their research according to the guidance contained in the Holy Quran, or through that knowledge which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran as a great treasure. So then the guidance about the new researches could be found from the Holy Quran. Professor Dr. Abdul Salam Sahib, he also did the same way, and he researched, he proceeded with his research in the light of the teachings of the Holy Quran, as I have mentioned many a time, that according to his understanding, his research in the Holy Quran, there are about 7,000 verses which are related to scientific subjects. Or there are certain verses through which the guidance about scientific matters can be obtained. This was his thinking, which he did, and maybe that any other Muslim scientist can also dive into this deep ocean of knowledge, and he can come up more aspects of he can come up with the understanding that more has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. Anyway, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi wasalam says that the perfection of the propagation of this message, the perfection of teaching was there in the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. There was nothing religious or scientific or worldly wise which was not mentioned or which was not perfected through the guidance brought by him. But in that age, there were certain things which were hidden, and they had not yet been discovered. Therefore, the people in the past, these things remained obscure from their eyes. But in the age of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, in this age, these new inventions are coming up, and they are actually becoming the means of the completion of the propagation of the guidance. They are becoming the means of that, and by the grace of Allah, these new inventions which are for the benefit of mankind, they are being used for the benefit of that religion brought by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned the example of the press, and nowadays we have the satellites and so many other things. So this great lover and the follower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the age of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, there are certain things which are coming to light, where with the help of that, those things, the propagation of religion is being carried out, and the Holy Quran and the teaching of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, its status and its sublime position, and certain ways are being discovered nowadays, which always increase the faith of a true believer. And this thing, then it guides us that we should be invoking more and more durood on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim innaka hamidu majid. As I said, according to Hijra year, this is the first Jummah, and also from the solar calendar, this is the first Jummah, first Friday. You can say according to from the solar and lunar calendar, this is the first Jummah. And with reference to Jummah, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, this age of the promised Messiah has also attained a very special significance and importance. And from the Islamic and the common calendar of the world, this they are coming together, combination. It should serve as a reminder for us for more and more prayers. From the lunar calendar and solar calendar, both these systems, they have been created by Allah Almighty. Both these systems. And when I said that Islami and the worldly actually, because normally the date of the solar calendar is taken, and then from the time of Christians, then it is has become a date of the normal calendar, and the Qamari, the lunar calendar, that has become the Islamic calendar, base of the Islamic calendar. But otherwise, whatever it may be, it is everything has been created by Allah. As I said, that we should be reminded more towards prayer through this, because both these things, after the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and because these are the things which are coming in the first second century of the Khilafat after his demise, and if we are always paying attention to our actions, and we try to do those things according to the guidance and the teaching of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then worldly and religious progresses and advancement, which are destined now for the true follower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now they are connected with the Khilafat Rashida of the true servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and through the Ahmadiyya Jamaat, now these will be made manifest to the world with a renewed glory. So this coming together, this combination, of the sun and the moon, the months based on solar and lunar calendar, this is the combination on a blessed day. This point is also one of the signs of combining the things together during the period of the Holy and the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. It might have been there before many times, but with this reference, these are the things which are coming together for the first time. And God willing, inshallah, this is an indication towards the high standards of achievements and progress of the Ahmadiyya community. This will become a means of that. Nowadays, when the world is indulging in enjoying the life of their worldly pursuits and happiness and enjoyment and entertainment. But true believers should always should try more than ever before to impose the Islamic teachings upon him. And also in their own circle, he should try his best to introduce this teaching to those people in his circle. More than ever before, one should try to do that. And let them know, those people who are indulging in this filth, and they should be given a bath in the pure water of this teaching, and they should give a proof of the being the best of the ummah. This is this is a great responsibility of an Ahmadi today. If we did not discharge this responsibility in the best of the manner, then we will not be entitled to be called the Khair-e Ummah, the best ummah, nor we can be counted as the true followers of the Masih Muhammadi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said that we are Nahnu Ansarullah, we are the helpers in the way of Allah. And by raising this slogan, they promised and committed that they are going to help in every way possible. Allah Almighty, by showing certain things, which the worldly people call it just the coincidences, but certain coincidences are actually an indication towards the support and the succor from coming from Allah Almighty, if people think over it. So Allah Almighty is actually announcing through these indications that the succor and the help from Allah Almighty is very nigh now, very close, and the successes are there, going to come at your feet. Allah Almighty not only tries the people, but every trial that comes, and through every trial, He shows the manifestation of His mercy and grace and opens the doors more than ever before. But the condition for that is that every trial, every difficult time should be endured with steadfastness and patience. And after that, we should be submitting to Allah Almighty by way of prayer. And we should be acting upon His commandments. And we should be very particular about that. More than ever before, we should follow those. So that these destinations of our successes, they should come closer and closer to us. So therefore today, with the reference of Muharram and the first Friday of this new year, I have got this request to each and every member of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat, young and old, men and women, boy and girl, to everyone, that they should have a renewed commitment and a renewed resolve. They should bring about such a pious revolution in them, in their actions, and they should create such a beauty in their actions and deeds that our glorious God falls into love with us, and He shows all the mercy. And you put such a life and spirit in your prayers, through which the Allah Almighty, who is all-powerful, who is Mujibud Dawat, who is listening to the prayers, He should accept our prayers. And by accepting those prayers, the flag of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by way of putting the flag in all corners of the world, he may show us this spectacle and spectrum of this victory in the whole world today. And with this reference of prayer, I also want to say that in this month particularly, you should invoke blessings to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than ever before. And this should be done in the way as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us. And Hazrat, the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through his practical example, he has also shown us the blessings of this durood. And he has drawn our attention to this point, that we should be mindful of that, but we should be remembering this point all the time, that in order to invoke the durood and blessing, we have to bring ourselves to certain standard and certain position of faith, through which this durood actually becomes really very, very beneficent and useful. And if we know the station of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fully well, then we will appreciate the significance of durood and what is mentioned in the ahadith. Some of these points I am going to relate today. Hazrat Abu Talha Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu relates that one day the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came in the morning, there was a special glow and special beauty at the face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People asked him, the companions, that today the face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very shining and is showing the signs of happiness. He said that yes, with Allah Almighty, from Allah Almighty, has through the angel has told me that anybody from your followers, if he is going to invoke blessings upon me once, as a reward of that, Allah Almighty would write it down as 10 virtues. And here it is said that the one who invokes the blessing properly, then it will be counted as 10 virtues, will be written in his credit, and 10 vices would be removed and forgiven from his account, and 10 stages of advancement and high level will be granted to him, and he will be granted the same blessing which he has asked for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the happiness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was for this mercy of Allah Almighty which he showed for the for his followers. So it is our duty that we should move forward to get this blessing. Very dedicatedly we should be invoking blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should seek forgiveness of our own sins and get those sins forgiven by Allah Almighty, and make a firm prayer, and we should seek the blessing and assistance and help from Allah Almighty, that we may be able to do good deeds in future. And in order to absorb the blessings of Allah Almighty, we should be able to reform this life and the life to come. In another narration it is mentioned, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu relates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the person who would invoke blessing upon me on the day of judgment, I would intercede on his behalf. So this is the station which is acquired by that person who invokes blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First, his level is raised, his sins are forgiven, his station is elevated, and then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I will intercede on his behalf on the day of judgment. So now those people who invoke blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those people for whom the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to invoke intercede on their behalf, can he has any sort of enmity or anchor against those people who love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And when we say Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin, so can we ever have any enmity against those people who are the Ali Muhammad, the followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Or we can have any enmity or rancor against the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If this point is understood by all Muslims, then their mutual conflicts and ill wills and conflicts, they can all be over. And in order to, they have to do it in the way it is required to be done. They have to do full justice to this one. And they will have to remove all these enmities and rancor from their hearts. In order to get the intercession of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will that intercession be for those people who are just, for those people who are saying it through their lip service and their hearts are completely torn into pieces? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to combine and put together the hearts of people, to bond them together. And the Holy Quran says, "Rahmau bainahum," that they, the believers, are those who are, their hearts are filled with love and affection for one another, and they have all the love for one another. But is this the condition of the Muslims today, that they have kindness for their brothers? This is the month of Muharram. Every year we listen to the news that in such and such place, attack was made on the Taziyah of the Shia, and Imambara was also attacked. In various places in Pakistan, the mullahs in Pakistan, sometime those who are considered to have some religious knowledge, from whom it is expected that they should, from the pulpit of the mosque, they should be our master, they should be following the tradition of our master and our leader, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and having the fear of Allah in their hearts, they should give the message of peace. It is expected from them. But these people who are indulging in their own self-ego, they are spreading the message of hatred from the pulpits of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. Instead of becoming the ambassadors of peace, they become the ambassadors of hatred. And as a result, the governments have to announce many a time, and this announcement is published in the newspapers, that a certain mullah has been restricted from going to such and such places. This restriction is there for such and such period, so that he cannot put any wrong sentiments and enmity in the hearts of the people. So this is the situation today of those people who, on one side, they give the teaching of the Quran and the Sunnah, and on the other side, they sow the seeds of hatred in the hearts of people. And they are actually building the walls of hatred between people and people. And every year this is an ongoing sort of thing, which these restrictions have to be put on these people. And in Karbala, sometime these attacks are there. Shia and Sunni conflict is there. Attacks are there upon one another. In order to stop this, the governments, they have to set up the committees of ulama so that there should be no disorder in the country. And if the days of Muharram pass away with peace, but these things causing hatred, and the slogans of hatred, these sentiments of hatred, they come out of their hearts later on, and throughout the year later on, there is a lot of problems here and there to be seen throughout the year. And those, both the parties, they are the people who say durood. So is it for these people the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that he would intercede on their behalf? This is a point to be considered, and we should also pray to Allah from this point of view and say, invoke the durood, that those people who attribute themselves to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they should be able to understand the true message of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The significance of durood should be understood, may be understood by these people. And today, when the Muslim world is in great danger, they should show the example of one unity, entity, so that the enemy could not give them any harm at all. In durood Sharif, when we mention the durood for the Ale Rasul, the followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then the physical and the spiritual relationship is also comes to our mind. of those people who have the relationship with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those people who are blood relation of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who have really did full justice of becoming his spiritual followers as well, and then their status goes so high. If there is about these people, no true Muslim can ever think of that, think of saying anything indecent about such people. But while offering the durood, these people always come into right in front of those people in a way in the imagination. And similarly, the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those companions who did not care about their lives, and they protected from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from all types of harm, and they offered themselves in front of that danger. So those companions, one among them was, that was one who was the companion of the cave, who, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La tahzan, inna Allaha ma'ana," that don't be afraid, Allah Almighty is with us. And Allah Almighty has recorded this incident in the Holy Quran. And by doing so, he has put Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, he has declared as the best companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he has also made him a partner of those blessings which descended upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during this journey of migration. So in relation to these spiritual personalities, to say something which is against their spiritual status, or which creates any sort of decrease in their high status, that cannot be done by any true Muslim at all. It cannot be done by any Muslim who is invoking blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Among his followers, those have blood relation and also the spiritual relation on top of that, and they did full justice to that one. Apart from that, those people are also included who just had the spiritual connection with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is our job and duty today that when in the world today people are raising the walls of hatred between them, and despite the fact that they call themselves Muslims, but they are sowing the seeds of hatred between people, we should invoke this durood and invoke this blessing with love and affection and kindness for the ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah Almighty may also enable them to understand the significance of durood in the best possible manner, so that the Muslims could see the example of Ruhamao Bainahum, that they are loving and loving one another. So it is our duty to pray for these people, and the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned the blessing of the durood and the relationship with the realization of the high status of Ahle Bayt, which he has mentioned. I am going to mention some of those things. Once he says that I got the revelation, the meaning of that was that the angels of Allah Almighty, they are coming down, and Allah Almighty, the mercy of Allah Almighty is in search of someone to give a new life to Islam. And for this purpose, the commotion is there. But still, the angels of Allah Almighty, they have not come to know about the determination of that person who is going to revive this religion of Islam. It was not very clear that through whom this new life is going to be created. During this period, I saw in a dream that these angels are in search of that Mohi, that revive, the one who is going to revive. And somebody pointed out to me, saying that Haza Rajulun Yuhibba Rasulullah, that this is the person who really loves the Prophet of Allah Almighty. And the meaning of this statement was that the greatest condition of this office is the intense love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the greatest indication and the quality of that person who is going to revive the faith of Islam, that he must be having a intense love with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that condition is fulfilled here, satisfied in this person. That is to be found in this person, the person of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And he says that similarly, a similar revelation, this revelation which he has mentioned here, that I did not mention it again. Salli ala Muhammadin Sayyid Wuldi Adam wa Khatam al-Nabiyyin. That in this aforementioned revelation, there was a secret in it mentioned in that one, that the love for the followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the member of his all, that is something very important to get the high stations from Allah Almighty. And the one who has this love, he gets the spiritual ranks, and he becomes the recipient of all these blessings. And at this moment, I have remembered another vision, that once it so happened, after Maghrib prayer, while I was awake, there was a certain special condition in which I saw that I heard the footsteps of some people as they are walking in a very brisk walk is there, and this sound of the shoes, that I listened to that one. And after that, there were five people, those who were very beautiful and very impressive and very imposing. They came, and that was the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Ali, and Hassan and Hussain, and Hazrat Fatima Zahra radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, all of them. And one I remember, that Hazrat Fatima radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, with great affection and like a very, very loving mother, he put my head on his thigh, on her thigh. And then I was told that this is a book was given, shown that this is the tafsir of Quran which has been written by Hazrat Ali, and now Hazrat Ali gives this tafsir to you. Alhamdulillah ala zalik. So this was a vision, this was a very refined kashf which was given. And the opponents, they sometimes criticize on this, they twist the meaning of this one, that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, God forbid, he has insulted Hazrat Fatima radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. Actually, this is the bad nature of these critics, as a matter of fact, that God forbid any insult has been committed. Those who create disorder, these mullahs, they do not tell you the whole statement. And the public, because of their ignorance, they have been made so much blind after repeatedly saying certain things, that they do not want to know something, they don't want to read and to find out what is the reality. They just they are told this sentence that Mirza Sahib has written, that Hazrat Fatima, he put his head on her thigh. Only this much is shown there. Because the filth is there in their minds, therefore they cannot come out of that filth and filthy thinking. But Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned very clearly that with extreme love and affection, that is motherly love, he very graciously put my hand, a head on her thigh. This, what is the meaning of this Madre Meherban, the most affectionate mother? And with that word of mother, which has been used here, loving mother, nobody can ever think of anything bad. This can only be thought, or the idea of those people, those who have all the filth and rubbish in their mind. And these are the mullahs which they have, these things. So this kashf and revelation, which I mentioned in that, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, one thing is that his status of being Masih and Mahdi is mentioned there, that was because of that durood, which he used to invoke and offer because of his intense love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to invoke so regularly and so intensively. And secondly, he says that this revelation, sallallahu alaihi Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin, there is a secret in it that if you have to get the benefit from the light and the blessings of Allah Almighty, so it is essential and requirement that you should have the love of Ahle Bayt. And then you have to get some benefit from these pure people. And so it is very essential, the one who wants to become closer to Allah Almighty, then he should be following in the footsteps of these purified people. And then because of this love for these people, which somebody has because of the love which he has to the beloved of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Almighty also bestows his love upon that person. So this is the true love, that one should love one's own beloved people, beloved person. And if the Muslims understand this point, then there would never ever be any walls of hatred between them. So it is so these people who are doing like that, building these walls of hatred, they are doing it for their self-ego, for their self-interest, for their own benefit, and these mullahs and the so-called ulama. But in building these, raising these walls of hatred, they use the names of these blessed people, those spiritual personalities who have been the best example of Ruhamau Bainahum, that they are loving one another. So this is a point which should be considered by the general public, that they should not be blindfolded following other people without seeing the reality with their own eyes. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order to get the love of Allah Almighty, the prayers which he has taught us, among those prayers, he has also sought the blessing, the love of those people who are going to become the means of increasing the love of Allah. As in one prayer, he has taught us, Allahumma arzukni hubbaka wa hubba ma yanfauni hubbahu indaka. And O my Allah, you grant me your love and also the love of that person give me the love, your love, that the love of that person which should also be useful for me, and the greatest love of any person, that is the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is extremely useful for a person. That is the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that takes a person closer to the love of Allah Almighty, and also the love of those people whom the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved. So while our responsibility is that we should be following each and every commandment taught to us by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is also our responsibility that the one whom he loved, we should also love that person. And there are so many narrations in which indicate that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he has mentioned his physical and spiritual all, he loved those people, his followers, those who had the spiritual relationship with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he loved those. And at the same time, not only that, which were only the spiritual progeny, that is the companions, he also loved those people. And that is very clear from this point, that when the members of his ummah, when they are going to invoke the blessings, they would also get the blessings, not only the companions which existed at that time, but all the followers for all times to come. Whenever they are going to invoke the blessings, then Allah Almighty is going to show the mercy upon them. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so happy by getting this glad tiding, and he was happy because he loved his ummah. And if people understand this point, then this type of disorder that we see, that will never happen. They would never be attacking their mosques. They would never there would not have been any need of any restriction of on the movement of these ulama from one place to another. But anyway, this is our responsibility that for their benefit we should be praying. The Muslims should also ponder over it. Why, after all, this is that there was a time when they could see the examples of this mutual love among Muslims. But nowadays, from various countries, from various directions, from various levels and circles, always there is an explosion of hatred. What bad luck has struck to these people? And where is the disobedience? What is the reason? And this is the result of that. And they should ponder and ponder again and again and again, so that they could show the real beauty of Islam. They can show to the people, and they should also analyze their own weaknesses. I will say it once again, that nowadays we Ahmadis, we have the responsibility that during this month we should be reciting Durood excessively, and we should also pray that the Muslims could safeguard themselves and other people from the disorder, and the followers of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Al and Ashab and his companions and all those people who were loved by the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We should show that love to those people, which should be really unparalleled. And that physical progeny of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who also established the spiritual link with him, they definitely deserve our love, and definitely it is our responsibility to love these people. About Hassan and Hussein, the Holy Prophet Musa Maud al-Islam says that he was very pure, and he was among those people who have been purified by the hand of Allah Almighty, and those who are saturated with the love of Allah Almighty. And undoubtedly they are from among the leaders of the Jannah. And an iota of hatred or enmity against these people can deprive a person from the faith. And the foundation of this one is the righteousness of Allah Almighty. And their piety and nobility is an example for us of all these people. The one who has any enmity against these people, he is ruined. And the person is ruined who does not follow their example. So this was the love of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam with Hazrat Imam Hussain, which every Ahmadi should also do the same way. And this was the teaching given by him for us to follow. And this is also the companion, the status of the companions is also like that. Regarding that, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Usman, Hazrat Umar, and their status is also well established in our hearts, that it doesn't mean that if we love one, then the love of other is decreased. And we have to love all those people who were loved by Allah and the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Regarding the status of the companions, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that the companions, they in the way of Allah and the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they showed such a level of truth that they were given the title and they heard the voice of Raziyallahu anhum wa Razu anhu. They are pleased with Allah and Allah is pleased with them. And that was the high status of these people, that they were pleased with Allah and Allah was pleased with them. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq Raziyallahu ta'ala anhu, it is mentioned about him, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that he was the second Adam, the manifestation of that he was. And although he was not the prophet, but in him he had the potential powers of the prophets. That is to say, Huzur explains that he was reflecting the light and of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and following his commands. And regarding Hazrat Umar, he says that in his favor there is a hadith that Satan runs away from the shade of Hadrat Umar. And then there is a hadith that if there had been a prophet after me, then it would have been Hadrat Umar. And then it is mentioned that Muhaddas has been there in the previous Ummah, and if there is any Muhaddas in my Ummah, that Hadrat Umar is there. So all the beloved of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they are all our beloved. And we must love them. And Allah Almighty enable the Muslim Ummah that they should remove these hatred and rancor from their hearts. That nowadays from outwardly the hatred is very strong. So it is the high time that we should fully submit to Allah Almighty. Now this conflict between the Palestinian people and Israelites, the Palestinians are suffering for that, and they are doing harm to themselves. And the guidance in this matter has been given by Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has been given, and that says that in the name of religion no battle should be fought, and any battle in the name of religion would be fruitless and will be harmful. And this is also the dictate of wisdom, that one should not abstain from this so that we can protect the innocent lives to be destroyed. The attack of Israelites is on innocent people, but they are attacking the criminals, and but also the innocent people are being killed. And people are complaining that in revenge of one, you kill 150 people like that. But whatever treatment is going to be meted out to these people by Allah Almighty, what is going to be their end? That is not going to be the result of any war. But actually it is the decree of Allah Almighty which is going to let us know, will make it clear what is the end and the ultimate fate of these people. So if the people of Palestine, if they have to defend their cause, and if any help from the Muslim people can be given, that is by submitting to Allah Almighty through prayers, they should help these people and seek the help and assistance from Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty definitely catch holds of those people who are wrongdoers, and He punishes those people. But the Muslims should also do that. They should recognize the Imam of the age. Whenever in front of non-Ahmadis and the other people, whenever the occasion comes, then I have always been saying that if the requirements of justice are fulfilled, then you are going to throw them into the bad ultimate results, eventualities of war. So then you will not be able to escape from the outcomes of that. So every time they were told that in order to safeguard your progenies from this, they should establish the standard of justice. And may Allah, these big powers, they are able to dispense justice as it is required. Otherwise, it is not going to be a question of the war between one or two countries. It might become a global war, and it might become very, very devastating. Allah Almighty enable all of us, all Ahmadis, that through prayers and durood enable us so that protect and safeguard the world from this annihilation and destruction. And maybe the people of all world may also recognize this and may be spared from this destruction. And may Allah make this new year, may Allah be the year of immense blessings, countless blessings for all of us and for the whole world. And more progresses and advancement may be our lot. May Allah bless this year.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ